tout d'un.
Oui, en effet, oui.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm very glad indeed that my wife and I have had this marvelous opportunity to join you this evening and to have seen such a wonderful film, which we both felt was far too short, and there were so many other wonderful things we would love to have seen. Of course, what it does emphasize is just how remarkable India is. Before long, I hope I shall be able to take my wife to see the various parts of India I've never managed to get to yet. But if I may say so, the main reason for my being here, us being here this evening, is because Dr. Singhvi invited us to come. He, I have admired for so many years. He is a truly remarkable man, and he was the one who told me about this film, and indeed was very keen that we should be here. So, above all else, I wanted to express my deepest appreciation for the remarkable generosity of all of you this evening, which will go towards helping the BYST in India, which you've heard a great deal about already, but which I must just mention was entirely the result of my sitting next to Lakshmi Venkatesan at a lunch given by the Queen for the President of India, who was then her father, some years ago, must be 13, 14 years ago now, and I was talking about the Prince's Trust. We got onto the subject at lunch, and I told her about it, and I sent her information. The next thing I heard was that she had started a version of the business startup scheme in India. So, as you can imagine, I was enormously proud and touched by this, and I've taken a great interest in its development ever since. And as you've heard, it is doing wonderful work in India, and all I can say is that what we've been trying to do is to make an investment in the future, because those young people who receive help and assistance and advice from the mentors that you've already heard about will one day be, with any luck, some of them anyway, the really important business people, not only in India but also here and in other parts of the world. So, again, I feel there is a very special connection between the ideals of BAPS and those of my BYST. And, as you can imagine, both depend on volunteers who give freely of their time and expertise for a wider good. And this is another of the reasons why I admire so greatly the work of BAPS, in terms of the remarkable contribution they engender from all their volunteers. I've enjoyed enormously my visits to the Mandir in Neasden, and again, I think it's truly remarkable what is achieved not only here but elsewhere around the world by this truly astonishing organisation. And finally, ladies and gentlemen, I felt that what we saw this evening in terms of mystic India perhaps should remind us, above all else, of the remarkable contribution that India has always made on a deeper level to our civilization and our consciousness. Above all else, I hope it will remind us that in a world which has forgotten, I think, about the other senses that humanity has been endowed with and has tended only to fragment everything into the purely rational and deductive element of our humanity, it is important to remember that there are other senses. If we ignore them, it's probably the quickest way for mankind to become extinct. India's great legacy, and I think what India can teach us in the 21st century, is how to blend in a subtle balance and in subtle harmony the rational and the intuitive. Because without the intuitive, it seems to me that we will never be able truly to understand what sustainability is all about. One of the things that struck me so deeply was with the recent disaster of the tsunami at Christmas time, because it was the birds and the animals and the traditional people who at a deeper level understood and sensed there was something wrong and left the seashore and went to higher ground. And I've never forgotten as well when I visited Darwin in Australia years ago, just after a terrifying cyclone, where exactly the same thing happened. It was the birds and the animals and the Aborigines who left Darwin 24 hours before the cyclone struck. It just seems to me that there's an awful lot that we're going to lose if we forget the lessons that we can learn from India, from this immense tradition, from all the timeless wisdom and knowledge and understanding which has grown up over thousands of years. Please don't let the world lose that, because it is the balance between modernity and tradition and the ancient wisdom which actually is going to ensure the survival of all of us and our grandchildren and those who come later. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.